amen. God's grace is amazing. There's no doubt about that. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, go ahead and look with me to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs in chapter 1. I've battled a lot this week with the message I'm going to be preaching this morning. And I think I've been up almost every night in the middle of the night going over things that God's brought to mind. And so only God knew who's going to be here. And God knows how important this message is. And so let's go ahead and read. If you would stand with me, we're going to be reading Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1 down to verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, or fairness of, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And let's pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow before you this morning, it is a tremendous blessing to be in church on this, the day that you have established as the Lord's Day. And you have given us commands to not forsake this day, but to assemble ourselves together and to reveal the truths that you have preserved for us through the preaching of thy word. This morning, Lord God, I once again pray that you would meet with us and that each and every one here would sense your presence. And I pray, God, that you would open up the hearts and the minds of all to be able to receive and not only receive, but make application. I pray, God, that you'd use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. If you will, it's the foundation for all truth. And the question I want to ask to think about this morning, do people truly want to know who God is? And as we look around in the, not only the United States of America, but we look around the world, we have to come up with a conclusion, I believe, that most do not. And they do not want to know who God is because it possibly would bring a fear of having to make a change in their way of life. And so because of that, most people don't want to think about it until they're forced to think about it. Most people want to just put it out of their minds. the truth and a disturbing truth that we face today, especially in the United States of America, which is, I believe, in prophecy, as God raised this great nation for the purpose of getting the gospel into all the world, allowing us to establish the freedom of religion, one of the main reasons that this great United States of America was established, because the persecution everywhere else, and they could come to America for the freedom of religion and what they would believe, a choice in what they would believe. But the disturbing truth today is that our young people, our children, or even our next generation are growing up during a time when our foundations for living life are being destroyed. Biblical foundations that present a fear of God are being destroyed. And with those things being destroyed, the hearts and the minds of young people are being poisoned and yet perverted as well. Because they're turning away from the fear of the Lord. In a place like this, of course, you knew that you were coming to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church this morning. I trust you knew that. Amen. Hopefully it's not a surprise to you that we opened up the Bible and we've read what the Bible has to say. And right now, today we're going to be starting a series in the book of Proverbs, and on Sunday mornings anyway. And this fear of the Lord is a beginning of knowledge. As we understand this, we must not allow the world to influence us or our children with worldly philosophies and deceit. Because that is what's happening, and we have been warned through the Bible that there is going to be a great apostasy, not of religion in the end days, but of the teachings of Christ. And today, the philosophies and the deceit of the world is turning away the minds of young people to basic Ten Commandments, which I remember in school, they were posted everywhere, public schools and offices and government places. But you have to do away with the basic commandments of God to teach the philosophies of the world and deceive the minds of people. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I was raised to believe that. I was raised to believe that this nation believed that. I was raised, and that's what we continue to do so as a church, is we say our pledges to the flags. And it's one nation under God. If it's under God, that means it's under the authority of God, which brings us to the idea of the fear of the Lord. And it's the beginning of knowledge. And when we lose sight of the fear of God, and we lose sight of one nation under God, under the authority of God, then we lose knowledge and we become as fools. Lost sight, for the most part, I mean, you haven't, but of the importance of Sundays. Now, it's taken a while to get there. We look back over our history, and can I tell you, we have a lot of history that we can learn from, good and bad. We have more technology today to understand more of who God is than ever before. We have more history today than ever before to know the truths of who God is and the proofs that are there for us to look to. Replacing the Ten Commandments and the importance of Sundays and one nation under God with critical race theories, with woke injustices in society. If you'd lived the Christian life, there would not be any injustice and racist in society. Because if you study the Bible, God is no respecter of persons. And God so loved the world, all humanity, that he sent his son to die for all people, because we're all, the children were created by God and loved by God. It's presented today, any acceptance of immorality with no thought of what the Bible teaches. I just read an article in this last week that 2021 Illinois elementary schools, and I believe it's in others as well, and possibly even in Indiana. This was an article I read that was revealing some things about Illinois' stands. Their elementary schools are expected to teach students to distinguish between sex assigned at birth and gender identity, cisgender, transgender, gender non-binary, and gender expansive. Elementary schools. And yet they can't have the Ten Commandments posted. They can't have prayer. They can't be told to go to church on Sunday. And it makes me wonder just where, and I know where it's coming from, but where will it end? And can I tell you that God has chosen us to live in this dispensation of time. God chosen to give you life during this time in history on planet Earth. And what are we doing with it? Are we likewise sticking our head in the sand? Not wanting to think about who God is? Or are we doing all we can to learn of who God is so that we might help others to know who God is? Amen. We need knowledge and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is to reverence God for who he is. To reverence God as the Creator God. The great I am. Amen. To reverence God as being God the Son, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Lord Jesus. That's who he is. Amen. To reverence God as being God the Holy Spirit, my Comforter, and he who dwells within me. Amen. That's to reverence God. See, our desire ought to be that of God's. That all people would know who God is and conform to his image and his likeness, which was revealed to us through the coming of God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to this place of repentance, that all should come to this place of a knowledge and a reverential fear of who God is. Amen. That would solve the world's problems. I've mentioned this many times. I tell couples, if you want to solve the problems, then if you could do one thing that would help you to solve any of the problems and all the problems you have in your relationship, the one thing that you can do to solve all the problems in your relationships is look to God and let God settle all the disagreements in your life. If you're under God and under his authority, then both of you looking to him, you will have one of the best lives in your relationship with God. You will have one of the best relationships as a husband and wife. You'll have a better relationship with your children because you will be raising them under the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And raising our children, I always remember looking back and they would come to me and I would use that. I said, what does God say about it? Because I dedicated you, I gave you back to God when he gave you to us, your mother and I gave you back to God. And so now we have to raise you according to his will. So what is his will and what would he tell you? Would he allow you to do that? Dad, come on. No, the reality is if God doesn't want you to do it, I'm not going to be in allowing you to do it myself. I am not going to go opposite the fear of God. I'm going to have the fear of God, and I'm going to live by the fear of God, and I'm going to try to help other people to understand who God is and live under the fear of God, the reverence of God, because that is the best thing that you could ever do. Amen. For yourself, for your family, for your society, for all people. Amen. It solved the world's problems. I do know this. All who do want to know who God is can. And I guarantee you, if you commit yourself to knowing who God is, it will bring blessings into your lives. Proverbs is a great book of the Bible. Amen. And is possibly needed more today than ever before. Because what we are lacking in society today is knowledge, wisdom, and common sense. The first thing that will help us to know God, and the most important thing, what we need to make sure that we look to first and foremost, is the Word of God. Can I tell you, and as a church, this is something that we go over every year. The authority of this church is not the pastor. It's not the deacons. It's not even the membership. The authority of this church is God, represented by his word. Because the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The authority of this church is the fear of the Lord. Now, God has established his church and he has established positions in his church, but he is the one that we look to. He is the one that has the final say-so. His word has the authority in this church. Not the world and worldly philosophies, and not the government. At one point, our elected officers understood that. This knowledge must first come from God's word. I love the book of Psalms in chapter 119. Go back there with me. Psalms 119. I think you ought to read it on a regular basis. The longest chapter of the Bible, chapter 119, and it focuses on God's word and the importance of God's word. Let me highlight some of it for you. Just kind of read with me here and focus on what the Bible says. In Psalms 119 and verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? That was a question. He answers it, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. That's the fear of the Lord. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Basic truths of God's word is his 10 commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Wow. Verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. 24. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. When you understand who God is, how could you not delight in hearing from God? How can you not delight in understanding God's directions for my life? How can we not delight in understanding that the God of all creation wants to communicate with me? Thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors. Verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, where I'm going to live in eternity. And if you know Christ as your Savior, you'll live in eternity, and his word is settled forever in heaven. Verse 98. Though through thy commandments hast made me wiser. Thou through thy commandments have made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. Wow. Verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet always. It's there. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Feet loves unto my paths. In verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Wow. Verse 169. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Give me this knowledge, this understanding, according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. 120, verse 7. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. No devil's against the word of God. We stand for peace. And the word of God is what brings the peace. And yet the opposition will stand for war. The Bible says in Colossians in chapter 3 and verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom.
The fear of the Lord, it brings knowledge. And the first thing that we need to look to in order to have the reverential fear of God is the Word of God. And as the Word of God, it is from God Almighty. He's preserved it for us that we might know Him. And know how He would have us to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. Yeah. The second thing that we look to, the second thing that is very important that we have to understand the fear of the Lord is that which God has established through nature. God established the natural realm of things. Can I tell you, as you understand that God has established a natural realm of things and they're there for us to learn about who God is and have a even a greater reverence for God as we look at the intelligence and the knowledge of that which God established through nature. There's much knowledge that we can receive through the intelligence and science of all of God's creation. In Psalms chapter 104, look back over there with me. Psalms 104, the Bible gives us a little insight into this to help us. In Psalms 104 and verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment and stretcheth out thy heavens like a curtain? Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? Talks about all this being a nature revealing God and who he is. Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire? Who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. That means nothing's going to stop it. It's going to continue until God stops it. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains, and at thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they cast it away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. God designed all of this. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heavens have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and the herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. God has done this. God designed this. And wine that maketh glad the heart of man, the fruit of the vine, as that is, and oil to make this face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, and cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted, where the birds make their nest. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons. Understand how long ago this was written? Yeah. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. And he knew that and he gave them night vision. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, and they gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. With that in mind, look with me to Romans in chapter 1. That's the wisdom of God. That's the fear of God, looking to Him and reverence Him, that brings to us this great knowledge of life. And yet in Romans in chapter 1 and verse 20, the Bible says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. They're glorifying him not. They lost the fear of the Lord. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural, God's establishment of nature, and they changed the natural use unto that which is against nature. That's not honoring God. That's not having a fear of God. And likewise, men also, the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. Can I tell you, that's Bible. That's just understanding. That's Bible. That's not taken from the philosophies of man. That's taken from a reverence for God and what God has for us to understand who he is, to reverence him, is first of all his word.
Amen. That's right.
And then we have that which God has established as nature. And finally, knowledge of God comes from not only God's word, not only from nature, but from the very soul of man. Because each and every one born of woman has been given an eternal soul and spirit and body. The Bible says in Psalms 139, Psalms chapter 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Every individual needs to understand that you were fearfully and wonderfully made according to God.
Amen.
Marvelous are thy works, and that, look right here, my soul knoweth right well. God has instilled within us, within our soul, an awareness of who he is. But with that, he's given us a free will. To choose him. The free will of man to fear the Lord and to choose his ways. Proverbs chapter 1, and we're closing right here. Verse 23. See, God has given us not only soul, a spirit, and body. He's designed a brain with a conscious and a subconscious that can process and direct a free will. And that's what takes place in each one of our lives. Our will, we can process truth.
that comes from a fear of God. And then we choose. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now drop down to verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. God's done this. Because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel. And with none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when you fear, when your fear cometh, and it will come. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Verse 29. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Do you really want to know who God is? Or would you just rather block it out and continue living however you want to live and fitting in with the world and all the different things of the world and the philosophies of the world? You can't have both. You will either choose God, and that is choosing to have the knowledge of God and the ways of God. Or you will reject. God allows you a free will to make that choice. Can I tell you, this world needs the light of Christianity more today than ever before. Needs the light of the church. And the church is not this building. The church is everyone who make up the body of this church. We need you to fear God and have a desire to help others. As God loves others, He's not willing that any should perish. It's not God's will, but that all should come to repentance. Let's choose to represent the God of this Bible to a lost and dying world. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. You really want to know who God is? I trust you do. I trust not only do you want to know who God is, but you want to be part of helping others. Starting with your own children. My goodness, parents. Don't allow the world to raise your children. Raise them. God's given them to you to raise for Him. Let's choose to have the fear of the Lord above everything else. Father, we bow before you and love you, Lord God. Thank you for the truth of Proverbs and, Lord, just an introduction here to what you have given to us and helping us to understand biblical truths, Lord, that bring to us the fear of the Lord and directions for life. Lord, there might be some here today that's never received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. They don't know you without knowing the Savior. Help them to choose to receive Jesus Christ this morning and receive that gift of everlasting, eternal life. God, I pray that you would help them. And then those that are saved, God, that you'd help us to be a light, take a stand, and represent you to the world. Bless in this invitation, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.